In this interview, I had the pleasure of speaking with Proctor Schenk from Brooklyn, New York, whose relay team enters the mixed relay race every year.
I was looking at the entries, and I came across an entry that you had sent for the relay race. The team's name is Red Lining, and you have been coming up here from Brooklyn for 40 years?
That's correct. It's a great fun family event.
How did a bunch of folks from Brooklyn even find out about the General Clinton Canoe Regatta?
Well, we have a place at Starlight, which is outside Hancock, New York. And my brother and I had paddled in the 70-miler in 67. And then we were college kids at Columbia in 68 when the riots broke out. And I was on the crew team, and I thought that a wonderful way of getting everybody together and having fun instead of worrying about politics was to come up here and enter a canoe race together. So we came up and we tried to think of a name that had no meaning to anybody and came up with the name Red Lining, which obviously everybody, your predecessors, said, oh, this must mean communist.
So
we failed completely in coming up with something meaningless.
So it means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing. It was, and we've just been the crew team and people from the Starlight area, and you know, we've been coming up having fun. First it was the guys, and then we had a girls team come up. It's been couples team for the last probably 30-some years, and our kids are enjoying it, and they come from all over the country. Group are coming in from Seattle, from Boston, from Connecticut. It's a fun event for everybody to get together one more time and enjoy themselves even as we get slower.
And what a great tradition for everybody.
It is. It's an awful lot of fun. We enjoy it, and I really think the people who organize it deserve an awful lot of credit.
Do you practice down in the city?
We should. But perhaps one can argue at our age it would no longer matter.
How old are you?
I'm 61.
Where would you paddle down there?
When we were the Columbia team, we would paddle out on the Hudson. We could paddle on the East River or on Buttermilk Channel between Brooklyn and Governor's Island, but we don't.
Has the Hudson gotten cleaned up, by the way?
They've done a magnificent job of cleaning up the Hudson over the last 40 years. It's a tribute to the Clean Water Act and a lot of very concerned citizens.
Over the years, you must have had so many different people participate in this with you. How many would you say have been on the redlining team over the years?
Well, we have both a redlining and blue lining, and we're having two teams this year. A total, I bet you it's, you know, 60 to 80 different people who come and go, and some love it and some wonder why we do this sort of thing.
since the old days, you said you did the 70 before. Have you thought about doing that again?
I have thought about it, but I would use a racing canoe this time. We used a canvas canoe where we had ripped holes in it twice, and it took us a half hour, 45 minutes each time to repair it. And we came in 12 hours in the middle of the pack, and the one time we did, I think it would be fun to try it again.
Well, it's great that you come up from Brooklyn, and like you said, the folks come from all over the country. This event is so wonderful and rich in tradition that people feel if they don't do it, it's almost a real letdown.
Yeah, it really is. And you know the Delhi Bad Bunch?
Yes.
They actually bought our house in Brooklyn.
Which Delhi Bad Bunch? There's 1, 2, 3?
The principal organizers were, it still lives there. The parents have moved to Baltimore. The kids who carry on the tradition live right around the corner from us in Brooklyn.
That's great.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to seeing you. Good luck.
Well, and we appreciate everything you do to help keep the thing going.
Thank you very much.
The Red Lining Mixed Relay Team is in Canoe X-131, celebrating their 40th year of Clinton Relay Racing. For Canoe Regatta 2008, I'm Craig Stevens.